When we first came to this country, we were going to only be here for the summer. My mother was asked to come to Salt Lake City and do translations of religious books for the Mormon Church. And then we would go back to Mexico. The Mormon Church asked my mother if she was willing to stay. And so they offered her a full-time job and a visa to stay here. My name is Ligia Villalobos. My parents divorced when I was 3 years old. And all of us went to live with my mother until I was 5 years old. There was a deal made between my mother and my father. He would come and get me from my mother's home to go and live with him. When my father came and got me, this is what I remember about that day. My mother was not there. Nobody had explained that I was going to go and live with my dad. And then the day that he picked me up, I wasn't able to say goodbye to my mother. When I was 11 years old, my mom came and got me from my father's home. I started from a very young age to believe that my parents did not want me. They kept sending me away. I went from living in Mexico City, which at the time was the most populated city in the world, 20 million people in Mexico, to Provo, Utah, an all-white, 99% Mormon town. So that year was really difficult. You're going to a new school where you don't know anybody, and you're having to spend half the day learning English because you don't know English. You're also living in a state that has winters. So you're experiencing snow for the first time and cold weather and slipping and sliding on ice. It's the beginning of your teenage years. Was a very, very tumultuous year for me. I had a distant cousin that was living in Los Angeles, and he said, why don't you just come and stay with us for the summer and figure out what you're going to do with your life? And so that's what I did. I looked at the want ads in the LA Times, and there was a position that said, receptionist at an advertising agency must type 65 words a minute and speak Spanish. And I was like, that's me. And that led to another job at Warner Brothers. I oversaw 6 shows in primetime television, which led to me taking my first writing class. So La Misma Luna was my first and only feature film that I've ever done. One of the scenes that I took from my life was with a phone call, where you have a child in one country and a mother in another country who communicate once a week on a payphone.
Mami, feliz cumpleaños, mi amor.
When I was young and I started to live with my dad, in order for me to be able to communicate with my mother, I had to go to the corner payphone. We sold it at Sundance in 24 hours for $5 million, and it went on to make $23 million worldwide. Months later, the executive that I was meeting said, I need to tell you a story. We had a guy working here until recently who just saw your movie. And after seeing your movie, he went back to Mexico to be with his kids. And that to me has been the big thing in my life about this movie, that I know parents have decided to actually go back to their kids. What was therapeutic about it is being at the opening of the film in Mexico, my father being there, my brothers and sisters being there, and they were just really proud of the film. It was the very first time in my life that I can remember both of my parents being in the same place.